You're listening to Just Okay Gamers, where this week we have legendary game developer Shigeru Miyamoto on the podcast.
We're just okay and we play some games. We're just okay gamers.
Thanks for listening to Just Okay Gamers, episode 24.
24.
24?
24! My name is Guido, and I'm here with...
Wally!
Hey, it's Millpool.
What's up, guys? It's Nasty.
How's everybody doing?
What do you mean, man?
I'm good. Super excited.
Yeah, this is a huge guest for us.
I didn't expect it, to be honest with you. I'm popping a boner a little bit right now.
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, we've all grown up with him, and there's no way I could be disappointed with how this is going to turn out.
Not at all.
Regardless of whatever is said, I mean, we have a legendary game designer, and I'm gonna enjoy the hell out of this.
Okay. Is he there already?
He's there. He's here. He's just sitting in
He's
my...
Everywhere?
He's there. He's there.
He's
there.
He's everywhere.
No, he's just sitting in my kitchen sipping on some sake.
You have sake?
I got it for the occasion.
Oh.
I mean, when it comes to your house, you got to kind of accommodate.
What kind of sake is it?
It's the Japanese brand.
Oh, Japanese sake.
Shito Pariyatti.
Oh, top shelf.
Yeah, totally.
Sounds like some good shit.
Only the best for the legend.
Don't let him drink it all, though. I want to try some.
But we're gonna just do some league news before it comes on.
What? We're doing league news? We have Miyamoto on.
What's league mean?
Well, I figure most of our audience is here for League of Legends, so we'll give them what they want, and then we'll give them what they don't know that they want yet.
Right. I mean, yeah, I'm still amazed. Like, how did we even get Miyamoto? Considering our last guest was who?
Nels. It was Nels.
Right.
No, it was Future Millpool.
Oh, Filter. Yeah, Future Millpool.
Filter Millpool.
Filter Millpool. Who got
That's the next guest after Miyamoto.
So how did we come in contact with him?
I just sent out an email to Miyamoto at hotmail.com.
And we can't even get the Nintendo email. Has this to be Hotmail?
Well, I figured he has them all already set up.
It's called an alias, duh.
You know, no. He has to have all the Miyamotos locked down.
Right, I would. If I was him.
So I sent an email to that, and he was ready to talk about the games that he made.
That's smart. I mean, he lives in Japan, though, so did we have to pay for his airfare, or did he just, like...
He didn't actually mention anything about flying or anything. He just kind of showed up.
Okay. Could he have just been at PAX?
Yeah, he could have been at PAX.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen the guy, so I didn't see him in any PAX pictures or anything. This is the first time I've ever seen him.
You haven't seen him? He's at your house.
Well, I mean, I just saw him for the first time.
Gotcha.
Well, how do you know if it's him or not?
Well, it is. He responded to the email.
This is the first time you've ever seen any image or visual representation of him ever?
I'm not a Nintendo guy. I'm a PC guy, all right?
Oh, okay.
Maybe you guys would recognize him, but not me.
Yeah, you know, sure.
So, before we get into league news, we gotta give a shout-out to our sponsor. You know what? Hey, Millpool.
Yeah.
What do you do when you want to talk to your friends while you're playing a game?
I write them an email, generally.
He laments their absence and cries.
That's where you went wrong, buddy. All right?
What?
Yeah. There's better ways to do it. There's Ventrilo. There's Skype.
Stupid. I don't know what those words mean.
But the best of them all is Mumble, which is a voice program that you can use to talk to your friends while you're playing the game. Any game, you name it, you can talk to them. You don't even need to do it when you're playing games.
League of Legends.
Name a game, yes. League of Legends, really? You can talk to friends while you're playing it.
Princess Maker,
using Mumble, you can talk to your friends.
Wow.
Solitaire.
No other game talking program has this feature.
You know, I tried using Ventrilo and it just sounded bad. And then I used TeamSpeak and my dog died. I can't wait to try Mumble out.
Yeah, Mumble's all right.
Oh, it's just all right?
Anyways, if you want a server to talk to your friends, go to mumbleboxes.com, all right? Get a cheap server. Cheap ones, they're so cheap. Let me say that. We have a 30-person server. We pay $4.19 a month.
Shut up.
Can you believe that? Can you guys really believe that?
No, I'm incapable of comprehending what you just said.
$419,000 a month.
No, $4.19.
What?
That's the catch.
Wow.
That's almost as expensive as a can of soda.
But tell you what, if you type in just okay in the promo code box upon checkout, you can get 20% off of that.
More?
Yeah, more. So you're going to be paying, what, like $382?
Solid savings.
I like round figures like that.
So go to mumbleboxes.com, type in just okay upon checkout. You can get a 5-person server. You can get a 100-person server. It doesn't matter. It's just whatever you're willing to pay. The more you pay, the more you help us. So do that.
Hell, you can even use it to talk to your friends in the same room.
Yeah, it's true.
We just did it.
We did. We were at work talking to each other through Mumble, 4 feet away from each other.
That's kind of weird, but cool.
With our dicks out.
That is the future.
All right. Well, so go buy Mumble. Do that for us. So, want to jump into league news?
Let's do it.
Unless you guys want to talk about your weeks. I mean, I think Miyamoto is pretty happy where he is right now.
Yeah. I started school this week.
Ooh.
The first time ever.
It's going okay.
Did you have
easy classes?
Did you have any teachers play the name game with you?
No, but I do have this teacher that had me fill out a note card, and she like just goes through the note cards and calls on people.
Oh, that sounds so horrible.
Yeah.
Did she call on you? I don't want to get to know you, so write your name down.
What were some of the questions she asked?
It's just like she has you go up to the board in front of the whole class and like do a problem, and then of course it's like the first week of school, so you don't actually know what's going on, and then you look like a jackass.
Oh, but no, that's horrible of her.
Yeah. Oh well.
Jeez. Well, it was my daughter's birthday this past weekend, so I kind of hung out. We went to Dave and Buster's.
Cool.
We scammed one of the machines that have like the coins where you drop the coin in and the thing pushes forward.
Yep.
And drops more coins.
That's what I always do.
There's one where you can kind of move it so that it fits into this jackpot area. And we moved it just right, and it didn't move ever again. So every coin we put in, we'd be guaranteed 20 tickets. And then plus any tickets that would get knocked down into the tray would give us 8 tickets per token.
I'm actually kind of a Rain Man idiot savant at one of the timing games.
Oh, yeah?
I can hit the bullseye every single time. It's like a little light that spins around. And if you hit the jackpot, I'm like, definitely going to hit it. Definitely, definitely. And boom, and I hit it. And I got like 8 million tickets.
Definitely going to hit it.
That's a lot of tickets.
I was able to catch those 8 million tickets for like a little trinket about this big.
Yeah. Actually, she got some pretty good prizes. She got like a Jake from Adventure Time and a Domo stuffed animal.
Cool.
Domo.
Yeah.
You know what I like about Dave & Buster's is that you can just keep the tickets on the card and use it next time that you go back. So it's not like you're forced to use them that time.
Yeah. That's a nice feature. All right. Noble, how was your week? Hurry up.
It was a pretty regular week. I don't know.
You're still alive.
Yeah. Why
no Sky Cities?
Well, because... What? Because me and Wally killed you 2 weeks ago.
What?
Yeah, we killed some future you.
Listen, I don't know who you guys think you killed.
Oh, no.
It wasn't me.
We killed Filter Millpool instead.
Cool.
No, yeah, I'm alive.
Well.
Awesome. Welcome to another week.
Yes. So, League of Legends. You guys have a wonderful patch note spectacular on your hands. The listeners do. Patch notes came out 3.11.
1.1.
3.11, you know what that stands for? Public indecency.
Does it?
Yep. That's what the band 311 is named after.
I think that's a myth.
That's truth.
I'm going to believe Nasty on things that involve police codes.
Why do you say it like that?
Probably are 311.
Sometimes. Pretty much I messed up.
Amber is the color of your melody. Whoa!
See, what you guys didn't know is I was actually on a blind date with the drummer from 311, not the drummer from Dave Matthews, but I just let you guys go with it.
Wow. Oh.
Watch out.
How are you hooking up with all these like famous drummers?
I'm somewhat of a drummer stud. I just haven't told you guys.
You're a drum stud?
Yep. I'm the little piece on the end of a drumstick. They call those drum studs.
I read that article they wrote about you in Drum Stud magazine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What did it say?
2013's new P of A.
Wait, you haven't read it?
I didn't even know they published it. They said they were going to send me an email when they published it and send me the article, but they never did.
No, it just says that you like email all sorts of drummers and you have restraining orders on like the Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer and the drummer to Aerosmith. I don't know. I didn't read the whole thing.
Yeah, they weren't good enough for me, so I just said, fuck it.
Oh, wasn't that's fight why that. You have a restraining order.
No, I wasn't going to fight the restraining orders like I did on all the other bands.
He said, fuck it, but the other way this time.
So, do you guys notice any big things? The biggest one for me is the undo button, because I'm always making mistakes when I'm buying shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Zach notes.
Well, let's do one thing at a time, Wally, all right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
So you can undo a purchase. Do you guys know if there's like a time limit or anything?
I would think so.
It'd be like 5 seconds. Or is it going to be like when you, like in ARAMs, where when you leave the fountain a certain distance, you can't go back?
Ooh, yeah, maybe that's it.
That might be it.
Yeah, I don't know the specifics. It probably says it in the patch notes that are shipped just to me individually.
It just says, like, it says players can undo recent transactions, and there's an undo history as well. So I don't know what that means.
So you, maybe probably you can undo four items in a row.
Yeah, maybe you can undo any item that you've bought at any time.
Well, it says
no. That'd be huge.
The undo history is cleared under certain events, such as leaving the shopping area, dealing damage, receiving damage, or casting a spell.
Okay.
So
okay.
What they don't want you doing is that they're trying to avoid people from standing on the fountain, buying a GA, like getting killed, and then selling the GA on the spot for the same exact price that they just bought it for.
Yeah, but when is that ever going to happen?
Yeah, but there's like... it also specifies, like, if you buy a gold per 10 item or something, you can't reap the benefits of that and resell it.
Yeah, and certain things can't be undone. And they're using, like, the boot enchantments.
Okay. Yeah. So no scam in the system.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else big that you guys want to pick out?
I'm kind of excited about the tweaks to Galio, because he was one of my favorite champions for a long time, kind of got pushed out, and they've kind of seemed to have been bringing him back into trying to make him more relevant now.
Yeah, I haven't seen you play Galio in quite some time.
Yeah, well, with the removal of Force of Nature, it kind of gimped him a little bit, because that was one of my main items that I wanted from him.
Right, but it looks like all they did was... reduce the cooldown and mana of his ultimate at all levels.
Yeah, which is huge, though.
Yeah. They should really look into that for Victor, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, because his ultimate at level 3 is... God, I think it's 200, when most are 100 now.
Yeah,
almost everyone's is 100.
A lot of the champions that are getting picked now in the LCS and team play are a lot of short... ultimate cooldowns, so that way you can get it back up there. I think that Singe is probably one of the longest ones.
Yeah. They kind of fixed Draven's passive a little bit. You gain gold differently now. It doesn't just... If you get a kill, you get the gold that you stacked up on the minions. Now, there's a bunch of different rules to it. I don't know if it's going to help or not.
They took the spike out.
Well, the spike is the lack of a spike, I think, was what most people were concerned about. Like, if you don't get any kills, that passive's pretty useless. You know?
Yeah, they tried to make it more consistent for Draven players, because if you were doing great, then Draven was really scaling out of control. But if you were doing, you know, not so great, then he was essentially just completely out of the game. So it was either one way or the other, I felt like.
Yeah, there's got to be kind of a middle ground for that. And the biggest one that Wally had mentioned earlier was Zach.
Yeah.
His
chunks.
Yeah, when Zach uses an ability, he drops a chunk, and if he picks it back up, he heals himself. But
fuck those chunks.
They were finding that it wasn't really contestable by enemies. They were dropping too close to him. So they
frankly, they were being exploited almost near the end.
You think so? Yeah.
I wouldn't say exploited, but they were being strategized, I guess. They were using him, his ability to do that in a very non-traditional way, which could possibly be effective and legal.
Well, right. Are you talking about the level one teleport in when he would die?
Yeah.
Yeah, because since he splits up into four separate chunks, you can have everybody teleport into a separate chunk at the same time.
Just stuff like that.
No, this is like the chunks that drop off of him that he picks up to get health back.
Oh, yeah. From his conventional chunks, you mean?
Yeah. Okay. Right. His health regen.
Well, that's still effective then. I understand. That's still a good idea.
He also has to wait a fraction of a second to pick up his chunks.
Yeah, as does the enemy.
Right.
I didn't know that they could be damaged, though.
Oh, yeah, they could be squashed just like Zyra's blooms.
Mm-hmm.
So, awesome. I guess that's what they're trying to fix, is just making him less of a unstoppable powerhouse by picking up all that health when he goes in and does his rotation.
I kind of feel like this is going to be aimed more towards that top lane, Zach, and trying to shut down the sustainability that he had.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't know, but I think they target most of these patches towards the pros, and pros don't really do that at top lane.
Yeah, true.
He's mostly jungle.
I've seen top lane Zac in LCS. Like,
yeah.
Lots of times, yeah.
Oh. Well, clear me wrong, Millpool. Millpool, I swear to God, if you make me look bad again, you're off this podcast.
Oh God, he's going to hit us again?
Wait, could I just hear that, or was that to everyone?
I heard it.
No, yeah, Millpool, no, you're I'm supposed to take off your headphone.
Okay.
I'm scared now.
So that's,
oh man, Guido's going to beat us.
That's the big stuff. They introduced that spectator mode, the teamfight UI, where it just drops the scoreboard and whatnot. Which is all right.
Changes the maps nobody cares about. Champions remaps.
Something I think is cool is, well, this is also because I play ranked, but the loading screen borders now shows the highest ranked achieved as opposed to the rank that you finished out the end of the season at. So if you were up in the platinum area and then you drop back down to gold, you know, because you had a couple of bad streaks and you finish out in, say, gold 5 instead of platinum 1.
You couldn't drop down that far, though.
You're right. You can't drop out from platinum to gold.
Yeah.
But
I get what you're saying. If someone dropped out of Challenger, that's the only, really, the only problem that you can drop out of.
I thought it was, it would, in this patch, they updated it so that it would show your highest rank achieved across all game modes. But I guess there was like a backlash, so there's actually like an addendum in these patch notes that they're going to reverse it. So it just shows your highest rank achieved in the game mode in which you're playing.
I see. So does that apply to normals? Do you know if that, like, if you're playing, if you got a border in solo Q5s, you still get the border in normals or just only solo Q5s?
I'm not sure.
Oh. See, I think
I would imagine they're different, though.
This is more aimed towards that ranked fives versus ranked solo, correct?
No, I think you're still mixing it up. It's aimed at people that are trying to get a gold border by getting in high in 3v3s and having the gold border forever.
Gotcha.
But
so essentially, what you and I wanted to do so that way we could have a border for
right next season. Right. So we can't do that anymore.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Riot. Why didn't you listen to us on other shit?
But the biggest one of all is the
this
AFK.
This is the second biggest one of them all.
The second biggest one? Oh, you have the biggest one?
No.
Okay. Well, they reduced. Well, you pretty much can't power level an account up anymore through bot games.
Dun dun dun.
Which they've been trying to do for a while. So now it just makes Smurfs have to play normals against people who are new to the game and just stomp them and alienate the new players.
Make them feel like shit.
Yeah. So you can't do that anymore.
Yeah. It's probably good for the better.
Anything else?
Really. There's a bunch of little bug fixes that are nice. Like, you see tower health is updated even if you don't see the tower.
Oh, right.
And some auto attack bug fixes. What else?
The tower one's one that we've even had kind of as a team, because somebody will say, you know, like, mid-tower's got a couple of hits left on it, and somebody else will look at it and be like, no, it's at, like, half health. And
right,
then
right.
When the minions actually catch back up to the tower, they'll see it.
Yeah.
I think it's nice for the jungle, because that's one of those things where, as a jungler, you're never really actually looking at the towers to have the update. So if you want to tower dive, or you want to see like where the towers are, so that way you can set up for more of a tower dive after it goes down, it's a lot more, you know, effective.
Yeah, 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 blah, blah, blah. Miyamoto's here, man. Come on.
Is he ready now?
No, he says keep going. We got a few more things we got to get through, huh?
Do we? I don't know.
Well, the LCS is pretty big news.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
At least the NA LCS, the one that we all follow because we don't pay attention to any of the other ones.
No.
Any of the other professional scenes.
Yeah. I mean, when Worlds comes around.
Yeah.
Watch a little bit of EU.
I know Fnatic made it. Or they won first place.
Lemon Dogs too has been doing really good.
And Gambit, I think we're the three that are going to Worlds.
I'm pretty sure Lemon Dogs is first.
No, Gambit. I'm pretty sure Fnatic's is first. He's looking it up now.
I'm looking it up. I'll get back to you on that.
In NA, if you don't know yet, breaking news, people. Cloud9 won first place, and they are going to Worlds.
Right. Yeah, well, the writing was on the wall for that one for a while.
Yeah,
Guido's right.
Yeah, damn straight I'm right. TSM got second place in a shutout against Cloud9, and Vulcan got third place. Anyone want to say anything about those things? We did call it.
Yeah.
Well,
let's hope Cloud9 maintains their level of success while going into a larger stage.
Yeah, it's such a different game going against the Koreans and the Asian teams.
I mean, I make a prediction. It's going to go one way or the other. There'll be no middle ground in results. They'll either do exceptionally well and hold their own or be completely and horribly crushed right out of the gate.
Well, last year, NA was an embarrassment on the world scene.
It was.
Like, they... I don't think any of them won the first games at all.
No. Nah.
I don't think any of them made it to quarters.
The best chance out of, well, I guess EU made it kind of far. I think Evil Geniuses or CLG EU at the time.
Yep.
Made it to the second round.
They made it to quarters, I thought. And then they lost. And then it was TPA and Blaze in the finals last year.
Yeah, that's right. And TPA won it.
Yep.
And TPA is not even in it this year.
No, it's surprising.
Well, I think they I don't know. I have no clue about the Asian news, so I'm going to say that they died in a horrible plane accident.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, I know. Big news, people. Breaking here. TPA just died in a horrible plane accident.
Just now?
Yep.
Oh.
So our thoughts and prayers go to them and their families. So I don't know. Hopefully they don't embarrass themselves.
I don't think they will. The only reason that I say that is because out of all the Cloud9 games that I actually watched, I noticed that in the TSM Cloud9 matchup that they had, the first game was really close. The second game, you know, Cloud9 blew them away a little bit more. And the third game was just a complete shutout. So Cloud9 seems to have a way to just kind of adapt to teams and notice that what they're doing and notice and figure out a way that counteract what the other team's doing.
Yeah. Also in LCS news, the only series that didn't end in a shutout, in the 2-0 shutout or a 3-0 shutout, was Curse and Dig at the start, I think. No, was it Curse and Dig? Probably.
Yeah, that was Curse and Dig.
They went like 2-1 or something like that.
Curse for sure.
So it was a lot of one-sided matches going on, which...
Kind of boring.
Yeah, it wasn't that much fun to watch. I watched the finals. That's pretty much it. And a little bit of the TSM Vulcan match. Or no, was it Vulcan? Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So, that's it for LCS news. Go NA yep. in the upcoming Worlds Championship.
Caucasian sensation.
Well, not really. Most of the teams are compromised of Asians anyway. Yeah. Janiskin. There's a new Janiskin out. Go buy it. Who cares?
She's a weather lady. It costs a lot.
It does cost a lot. They're remaking Garen to look better. Again.
Whatever.
No one cares too much.
Yeah, didn't they just...
There's some ladies out there that care quite a bit, I think.
Some ladies?
Lady League players, they're big on the Garen.
Yeah, Milk was big on the Garen.
Oh,
he gets bigger by the minute on the Garen.
Is that why he's leaning back so hard while he's on?
Yep. It's tucked into his waistband.
Is it manages girth?
I don't know. Go buy the Janus skin and keep an eye out for the Garen remake.
Or whatever. Fuck it.
I just want to get to Miyamoto.
Okay, let's do it.
But no, we have a discussion to talk about. That has caused some infighting between us.
There's no infighting. You were aggressively against it. You're like violently opposed. And we're just like trying to be rational.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of Guido, though, to be quite honest.
Oh, here we go. A classic bro discussion.
So, let's bring it up. Let's bring it up to everybody. So that way they know what we're all talking about.
Okay.
Elitist fucks.
So recently, a lot of people and our friends have been playing ARAMs. So we had the conversation of, has ARAMs become kind of the new testing ground to try out champions instead of like bot games or stuff like that? Or is it just one of those things that you go and play to have more fun and just relax a little bit? Or is it one of those things that you actually just play just because you want to actually play?
The latter two sometimes merge.
It's none of them for me because I hate ARAMs.
I understand that what they represent is not ideal for somebody who prefers the classical mode of play.
It doesn't teach you anything.
No, it's like what do you call it? It's like candy. You know, it tastes good, it feels good, but it's bad for you.
It doesn't, because right off the bat you get a random team that is going to be horrible. And then people make the argument that, you know, it works on your team fighting abilities. Bullshit. When are you ever going to see Zillion, Lux, fucking Corki, Heimerdinger, and Jarvan on a team?
I don't think it can be justified. They shouldn't even be compared, but I think they're allowed to exist in the same platform.
I can see them existing on the same platform, but at the same time, they have to be compared at different levels because... If you're playing an ARAM, you can't go into it thinking that you're going to be getting the same game that you're going to be playing as you're playing Classic.
I'll concede that.
However, though, I don't like when people get all butthurt and they're like, oh, this game's over. When you first start an ARAM, it's like, if you're gonna go into ARAM like that, then why even play the game?
And I have never encountered that.
I've been getting that a lot lately. It's been like somebody dies once in an ARAM and they're like, oh, GG. And it's like, well, what's the point of even playing an ARAM then? Because clearly you're not here to have fun and you're just going to sit here and complain like a classical.
Yeah, but people do that in normals as well and ranked, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, half my tribunal reviews are for people who like say, well, if we lost, fuck it. And then they just sit in the spawn and don't do anything.
Yeah.
I get playing ARAMs for... Actually, I don't get any of it. I don't understand why anyone would want to play an ARAM.
When the ARAM queue came out, we played a shitload of ARAMs. And it was fun.
It's true.
I think you just resent playing so much of it and wasting your time.
No, I didn't even play that much. I played for like a week.
You played a lot. We all played a lot, even when I was playing.
But it was only a week. I played a hell of a lot more Summoner's Rift.
That was a hell of a week. That was a lot of ARAMs.
I think that the reason that we played ARAMs was mainly because it came out with a new map, and it was one of those new fandangled things that everybody wanted to see and play on and see what all the little new shit was
about. I'm actually with Nasty. I think he understands that there's a bifurcation of preference where you can play one or the other depending upon your mood, need, and desire. They should never be comparable, and ARAMs should never be viewed as contextually useful to applying it to an actual classic mode game, but... they're allowed to exist. It's an acceptable mode of play for, you know, bubblegum, play some shit, learn a champion a little bit on the side with your friends, especially if you don't want to play for an hour.
To be quite honest, I use ARAMs to troll a lot.
That works too. I mean, it's a garbage match for garbage play, but sometimes you just want to drink a beer and fling shit at people and not have to worry about dropping wards, watching corners. You're basically in a giant inner, you know, tube flinging shit at the opposing side. I'm not going to deny that. And Millpool might have some insight. He's in the back of his room.
But I do have to agree, though, that, like, with Guido on this, that if you really want to play, like, the game and understand the game better, then ARAM is not the place that you should be going to understand the game and champions.
I agree completely, but that's not what he's saying. He's saying that it shouldn't exist. Or that it's gonna...
No, I mean, I get it. If I get that people have preferences, and it's not my preference to play it. I just don't think it adds anything to the game, and it's not strategic at all.
It's not strategic.
But, I mean, that's why I play League of Legends.
And MOBAs in general.
Right, is to play for the strategy, and it's just not there in ARAMs.
It's not there in ARAMs, but, I mean, there's still a viable mode for cutting loose for people who prefer that mode. On a cage.
Yeah. And then the argument that they're shorter is bullshit.
Depends on the game.
They're still 30 minutes. 35 minutes.
Yeah, I've I have never... Now, this is probably a judgment on the quality of play that I and others bring to the table and who's playing what and where. But like you could argue that the games are longer because we make them longer. I make them longer. Or other people make them longer. But traditionally, ARAM should be shorter. And traditionally, the normal games should be shorter, too. Sometimes they're longer because of crazy boneheaded decisions and moves and counter moves and the two teams crashing against each other.
Or just one team trying to drag it out.
Yeah. I mean, you were at fucking slugfest. That game was like 58 minutes.
What sucks really for me in ARAMs is when a team is just completely destroying and they're not doing anything to try and quicken the end of it coming.
You get that in both modes, though.
Yeah.
Millpool, what do you think about ARAMs and stuff? And should they exist? Should they be allowed? Is there a place for ARAMs in League of Legends, or is it just a distraction?
Is this the conversation we're having now? Should
they
exist?
Basically, that's what we're at.
Yeah, I don't know. They're fun. Like, I don't care what you guys think of ARAMs, because none of you are ever around to play League with me when I want to play.
And the people you never ask, man. You never asked.
Yes, I did ask. I don't know, fairly recently, and you said you said you didn't want to play with me.
I'm guilty
and
as charged.
The people I've been playing with have been playing ARAMs, so I'm playing ARAMs with them.
And well,
they never asked if I want to do a Summoner's Rift. Yeah, how about that?
There's just so many other games out right now that I want to play instead that I've been guilty in being away. I've played a few ARAMs, though, because it's easy for me to keep my league up, even though it's not really good league. by playing those because they're 20, 30 minute affairs. If you look at my gaming profile within the last week, look at it. If you look at my gaming profile right now, I played an ARAM within the last 2 or 3 days, maybe two or more.
Okay.
Just to dip my toe in the pool to keep, you know, fresh on the game and talk to people. But I've wanted to play War Thunder. I wanted to play Splinter Cell. It's starting to happen. There's games coming out again. It's the fall of a new year, and I'm just not married to the game as much as others may be.
No, yeah, I'm in the same boat. I haven't been playing as much League as I probably should for being on a League of Legends podcast.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it up, and I'm guilty. I'm just saying it right now.
Right. Okay, let's hug it out. Good talk, guys.
All around.
Next week, we're going to try a new segment where you guys submit two champions, any champs you want, on Facebook, and we'll pick one of those matchups, and we'll talk about who would win. A classic Superman versus Hulk type discussion. So go on to our Facebook, facebook.com/justokgamers.
Give us some matchups.
Yeah, give us some matchups, and we'll talk about them next week. We're not going to talk about them this week because I think we made Miyamoto wait pretty long now. Don't you guys?
37 minutes, 54 seconds.
That's pretty long.
Right. So, but he's enjoying himself. He's drinking sake. He's playing with my daughter's stuffed animals.
Do they not have those in Japan?
I don't know.
Oh, they got stuffed animals in Japan.
Yeah.
Are you asking if they have plushies in Japan?
Hey, okay, Miyamoto, you want to come on now or what?
Oh, yeah, come over here.
I don't want to drink. I take a talk now.
Okay. Hop on the mic. So, legendary game developer and creator.
Oh, you're too kind.
Shibu
Visionary. Miyamoto. Visionary.
Shigeru.
Sorry.
Shigeru.
Sorry.
It's his name, Shigeru.
Yeah, it's okay. A lot of people screw it up. Yeah.
He's been around a while. Probably just came from PAX.
Yeah. I came from a PAX. Yeah.
Okay.
How was it?
Oh, no. Like, I have a lot of PAX. Like, you know, like I gotta pack my stuff to go back home.
I noticed that when you came into my house.
I gotta fold my clothes and put in the luggage. I got a lot of packs.
Oh, like suitcases.
Got a lot of packs.
He's got like 7 bags with him.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
He must travel a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Where are you going to next?
Oh, I'm going to pack a home. Yeah.
You're going to pack a home?
Yeah, I'm going to take my packs, go get on the plane and go back home.
Okay, you're going to go pack a home. But anyway, legendary developer. I mean, we could talk about the games that he's made.
Father of Mario, man. Like,
Yeah.
Doesn't get much bigger than that, right?
Years and years we could talk about all the stuff that he's made.
Yeah.
But the one I really want to talk about is Donkey Kong, because that's one of my childhood favorites. It's just going down to their arcade, popping in a quarter to the Donkey Kong machine and, you know, rolling some barrels at people.
Yeah, no. I not to do a Donkey Kong. No, I not to do that one. No.
What? Oh. Really?
What?
I could have swore that you did Donkey Kong.
No, mine call it Donkey Kong. Yeah, it's got the Q at the end. Yeah.
Oh.
It's a different game. Yeah.
Okay, what? So.
Like, how different?
Yeah.
What do you do?
You see my wife?
Yeah, my wife.
No, it's my wife, yeah. She have an idea. A long time ago, she say, you know, Donkey Kong make a lot of money. Maybe we just change the name a little bit, and then we make a deck game, and then we can make some money too.
So like a sequel, or?
Yeah, kind of like a sequel, but not the related to original game. No, totally
different.
Does it
have a gorilla throwing barrels at?
No, this one more like a little monkey, not big a gorilla. No, and he not throwing like barrels. It's like a tires.
So like Diddy throwing tires. So like Diddy Kong Nation.
Like a Diddy Kong, yeah. Although we make a Diddy Kong, except we call it a P Diddy Kong.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a different game entirely. Yeah, wow. The rapper, he involved.
Yeah, did he make some music for you guys or what?
No, he not. It's a totally unofficial, unendorsed game.
Oh,
yeah.
So he doesn't even know he's in it.
No, he did not know. Don't tell him.
I won't.
Thank you.
So, wait, I'm confused. I have the right Miyamoto, I assume.
No. My name is Miyamoto.
Guido,
can you say that again?
I thought we got Miyamoto.
Yeah, no. I'm Miyamoto at hotmail.com.
Oh, man.
That's my... Where?
I thought... See, the confusion here is I thought that you were the legendary game creator that created such Nintendo games as Mario Brothers and Donkey Kong. His name's Miyamoto.
Oh, no. I know that guy. He a Japanese. I Chinese. Yeah.
Oh. I see where I went wrong.
You might have typed two O's.
I am a legendary game developer, though. I invented many popular games. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then tell us about one of your other games.
Like Mario Kart.
Yeah,
huge.
I invented Mario Kart. Yes, yeah, Mario Kart.
Oh, so you did have a part in making Mario Kart.
But mine the Mario Kart with a C. So yeah, it's not about like a racing a car. It's more about like a you go on a shopping and you take a shopping cart.
Okay.
And then you gotta get to the shopping store, get all your grocery, and go take your cart to the checkout line.
So is it kind of like Shop Till You Drop? Have you ever seen that game show?
You know, it's more like a Mario Kart.
Oh, so it's like Mario Kart with a K.
Yeah, but that's an entirely different game, totally unrelated.
Is Mario in it?
Yeah, but it's a different Mario. My brother-in-law, his name is Mario, yeah.
Your brother-in-law.
Yeah, he coming from Italy all the way to China and meeting my wife, yeah.
That's how.
Wait, he met your wife?
Yeah, he met my wife and then he fell in love with my wife's sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's my brother-in-law.
And he's in the game.
Yeah, he in the game.
Does he run a grocery store or something?
Yeah, no, he just runs a shopping cart.
What's in the cart?
Oh, you know, various shopping items that you pick up at the grocery store.
Okay.
Is like everything worth different points on what you get, or?
No, we don't really matter about that. It's more just about making the money. So we put out the thing, and we like take the graphics on the game. We change a little bit and misspell a few things.
Okay, I'm reading the Wikipedia here, and it says that P. Diddy actually did make the music for this one.
Oh, yeah. I know him as Sean Combs.
Oh, okay. It's weird he didn't make the music for P. Diddy Kong, though.
See, I mean, that's understandable, though. He changed his name like within like a one-year period.
It is.
You know, actually, a most popular game that we ever make.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's called Zelda.
Oh, Zelda.
Zelda.
No, great game. No. With a B. Zelda. Yeah.
Zelda.
Yeah, it's about a princess. But the princess, a princess have a lady parts.
What?
Zelda, she got a boy parts under that dress.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
It's a big surprise ending to the game.
It's a surprise ending, all right.
Yeah, you seen the movie Crying Game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically the plot to Zelda.
Is Crying Game big in China?
Oh, that's a very popular movie.
So
it came out around the time that we created Zelda.
Oh, I see. So that's probably why it's popular.
Yeah.
And B stands for boy then.
Yeah, we like a lot of things from the early 1990s. Yeah.
And D stands for what? Damsel?
What? No.
That would work.
D in Zelda.
D stands for damsel. Boy stands for boy.
Yeah.
Zelda.
Is Link still in this game?
Yeah, Link in that game too.
Oh, so okay. So
how's their like relationship?
Oh, who? Zelda and Link?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Link, he go into the castle, try to save a princess. And when he do, he fight a Gammon. Okay, Ganondorf, yeah.
Ganondorf?
Yeah, he at the end of the game, Zelda, yeah. Then he saved the princess, and then at the end, the roll credits, and then we show off. Oh, I said, but not have a lady part. Silva got the boy part. Joke on you. Funny joke.
So basically, you're telling me you just took the game Zelda and added a different ending to it.
Yeah, a penis and the princess.
Look how the ending is just like this crotch scene from The Crying Game. It's like, well, penis surrounded by pubic hair shoved in your face.
Do you, I mean...
We kind of show pube in the Chinese, no.
No.
They kind of blur it down. It's like a blurry penis. It's like, but you get the idea.
Sure.
Oh yeah, I'm sure we get the idea.
I thought that was only in Japan.
It's a bow. Trying to throw it in there.
Do you, so when you're making these games, they're so closely tied to the originals. Do you make a lot of money?
We make a lot of money.
Okay, wait, I'm kind of getting the sense that you don't really know what a lot of money is. Like, what is a lot of money to you?
You know, like a lot of Chinese dollars, you know.
Okay, so a lot of Chinese dollars.
I don't think they're called dollars. Okay, that's a private business, okay?
Whoa. Sorry, all right. It's okay. Please.
We don't chill out a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm curious. That's a big part of game developing is making money.
Yeah, we make a lot of money. Not all of it illegal.
You know, you should probably do it in Vietnamese money.
Not all of it?
Wait, not all of it was illegal?
What? No. I not said that. Hey.
Okay. You should get paid in Vietnamese money for Zelda. Because it's called the dong.
Don't you talk to me about the dirty Vietnamese.
Oh. God, I don't know. There's some bad blood there.
Yeah, you see, I was working on my original old school Nintendo game. It's called I was working with some Vietnamese people.
Yeah.
Yeah, a game called Bubble Bubble.
Oh, Bubble Bubble. I've heard of Bubble Bubble.
Yeah, I love that bubble.
No, just a Bubble Bubble.
Oh, Bubble Bubble. Oh,
yeah,
bubble,
you're two bubble. Bubbles, and then the dinosaur in the game sometime. But then the Vietnamese are ripping me off. And I'd never forgive them.
Well, what does your wife think about all this?
She not like a Vietnamese neither.
I bet. They're taking money from you?
Yeah, they're taking money.
Well, I mean...
Taking all the credit for Bubble Bubble? It's the most popular game.
Technically, you're kind of taking money from the legitimate game developers.
He's legitimate.
We put a lot of hard work into our game. See, we gotta find a game that's popular.
Okay.
And then we gotta take the name, okay? And we change it up a little bit. Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
I mean, the conversations would actually go.
But hey, listen, I'm trying to tell you guys, okay? I'm trying to get your education here. You're listening up, okay? So we take the name of the title of the game, okay?
Yeah.
And we change it up a little bit.
Yeah, by putting pixelated penis at the end of the credits.
Yeah, and this week, then we changed the game a little bit too, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's technically a different game.
Package it up.
What are you working on now?
Oh, actually now, good question, huh? We got a lot of new games in development, a lot of people on the cell phone nowadays. So we're working
on the mobile games.
Yeah, so a lot of titles come out of a mobile game. Like we got the one coming out real soon.
Wait, MOBA?
Mobile, yeah, mobile games.
Oh, mobile.
Mobile games.
No. Okay. That's too much work to come up with a mobile game, no. We got the mobile game. Yeah, like we got the one coming up called a Temple Fast Pace Walk.
Okay.
Okay. What's that game about?
Yeah, that's like you going through this temple, okay, and you're always at a faster pace to walk.
Is it a Jewish temple?
Sometimes a Jewish temple, sometimes
a... Call it the synagogue slow-paced walk.
Yeah, that's the version 2 coming out later. Hey, you're not trying to take my idea, are you? No.
Pay no attention to the notes I'm taking.
There's a game called Temple Run that's pretty popular. Temple Run?
I'm sure he knows this.
No.
This is not news to him.
Well, hopefully that game in development right now, but we got another game that's about to be released next week,
Yeah?
Yeah, it's called Angry Bird.
Angry Birds, singular.
Angry Birds, right?
Yeah, Angry Bird.
Oh, there's
just one. He really pissed off. It's the Vietnamese.
Oh, are the Vietnamese represented as pigs in this game?
Yeah, no, they're not pigs, no.
Okay.
They're just Vietnamese.
Oh, they're just crazy Vietnamese. Oh, wait, so now I get it. You made Mario Kart with a C. Does that mean you made Mortal Kombat with a C? Is that you?
Yeah, no, that's my brother.
Your brother?
Yeah. Mario?
Mario.
He make a game too. No, my brother-in-law, Mario. Come on, give me the stories to you, guys. Come on.
Sorry,
Speak English here, okay? Yeah. It's my other brother.
Do you see any problems getting approved by the Apple Store for your app?
Oh, well, I think I know Apple Store. I got a good friend. His name Steve Jobs.
Whoa. Yeah. Steve Jobs?
No, he's Chinese, though. And he make a fake Apple Store called Maple Store. That's pretty much, we're going to sell our games on a Maple Store.
Is that where, like, you put a pin down to try and find what you want? Is that how it works?
No, Maple Store is like a store. They sell like games for less money than regular games.
They got iTunes.
Yeah, iTunes are coming out too, pretty quick.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us here.
It's an honor, sir.
Thank you for Saki.
Oh, absolutely.
Saki?
I spent a lot of money on that bottle thinking you were a different person.
Oh.
So
it'd be nice of the man.
Maybe if you could, like, do you have any cash on you or anything?
No, but I promise this. I give you all free versions of my game. My new game is coming out.
Oh, a new one?
Yeah. Holy shit.
You gotta cross the street, okay? And all of these are trucks and the cars and stuff. They're blocking your way. You gotta hop across the street.
Wait, let me guess. Frogger.
Is it a Frogger?
No, it's called a Blogger.
Blogger?
Yeah, you're like a little girl who got like a feminist blog. And you're trying to type up your latest blog entry, okay? Talking about your kids and how you are breastfeed them late in life. Okay, and then you're gonna post your entry, but you got to get across the street because across the street they got the coffee shop with the free Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So once you get across the street, you dodge all the cars. Okay. You make it into the coffee shop. Okay.
What's the name of the coffee shop? Let me guess. Starbucks.
No, Starshucks. Okay.
Hard knock life for the single mom, right?
Is it true? Yeah, she got a lot of struggle in her life. All these cars coming at her. She got a lot of problems in a male-dominated society. And then she got to get across the street to post her blog.
Absolutely. Okay.
Well, okay, so all you get free copies of my game. Thank you for having me so much.
Just that one?
That's all I can afford.
So you don't make a lot of money then?
No, sorry, no.
Do you have any other jobs?
Yeah, I got a few other jobs.
Okay. Like what?
Okay, sometimes I moonlight drive a cab.
Oh, okay, cab driver.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
Cab driver with a K.
It's like a K. Like, so what we do is we take a cab, like a normal cab. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we paint it a la colors.
Okay.
Okay, and then we only serve a crab meat in the back seat.
Sure.
Keep our customer happy. But it's imitation crab meat.
Oh, okay. You got to keep those costs down.
Yeah, crab meat expensive, especially in China.
Well, I mean, since you're here, you want to just stick around for General Gaming?
Oh, yeah.
You have anything to say about General Gaming? You think you'd like to stick around?
Oh, I've got a lot of ideas. We have a good discussion about General Gaming. Yeah, we talk. Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah. He'll stick around. Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah, sure.
All right, well, how about we do some General Gaming?
Yo, 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 my name is Nasty, and this is a segue.
So what's the big news? Xbox bullshit, huh?
Yeah, they got a launch date now.
Yeah, launch date and a price, right?
The bundles are, and that's pretty much how they're taking the pre-orders at a lot of places, about $500 on average.
Okay. $500, huh?
I can't justify that.
No, I can't either.
Not as a predominantly PC gamer now.
Right. Yeah, you could get a pretty good mid-ranged computer for that much.
I build computers as a hobby for people, and I could tell you for $500, I could bang out a machine for you that could pretty much play anything on the market right now decently.
Okay. And the other announcement they had was that it's going to support 8 controllers.
That's pretty crazy.
What do you guys make of that?
Crowded living room.
Yeah. What, 4 is already a lot.
What could you? What kind of games could you possibly play with 8 controllers? Maybe like a trivia game.
Yeah, trivia. Split screen would be a nightmare. I don't know how you would do it.
Is
yeah.
Rock Band going to come out with like a brass ensemble?
A symphony.
The only thing I could think of is that they add some kind of component functionality where you could have 2 screens.
Oh, yeah. So like split it up, like output 1, output 2?
I wonder if you can hook up more than one output.
I don't know.
It's a good question.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll wait and see.
Apparently the PS3 supports 7 controllers, and for sports games. Well, for the sports games like FIFA or like hockey, I could see it being kind of cool.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, what's the point of 7? What, they can't add that extra one?
Yeah. I don't know exactly.
You know, it was my wife's idea to have a 7 controller for the PS3.
What?
For you the see, PS3. Yeah, because she, sometimes my wife, more than one job, okay? She like an entertainer, phone businessman, okay? So she take them into a back room, sometimes 7, 8 at a time, yeah.
Excuse me, are you saying your wife is a hooker?
Oh, come on, no. She just like a, you know, lady of the night. Yeah, she a whore. She total whore. But like, sometimes she would like, she used to have like a 4 limit. She would have like a 4 guy limit. And then now she like, no, I only make half a money. I could take like a 7. I could take like an 8. So like, she talked to me. She said, hey, Miyamoto, you know, you are making those games now. You got only 4 people playing. Like maybe you try to have like a 7 or 8. And I said, hey, that sounds like a good idea. You. And then I make her go back and more businessmen come. So she had to go back to work.
Okay, so now I'm kind of getting where you get most of your money to live.
Yeah, it's from my wife. From your wife. Whole business, yeah.
Yeah, I figured. What else is there, huh? If you're going to buy an Xbox One, just spend the $500 on a PC, people. But we don't need to tell you. We're kind of preaching to the choir. Most of you guys are PC gamers anyway.
I'm going to pigeonhole the next 2 items because they're kind of nutshells, but... Battlefield 4, I know a lot of people like flying stuff for the PC game, helicopters, jets, that kind of a thing.
Sure.
And a lot of people crash. They grab it as fast as they can and they crash it because they're idiots.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Well, they'll have a practice range where you can practice flying things without the immediate concerns of combat messing things up. And you can get your flying on there, get better, and then jump into a game and competently use that helicopter.
That's about time. You know,
that's pretty cool.
How many iterations of Battlefield have they gone through where this was a problem?
All of them up to this point.
Yeah. So what, a good 10 or something?
Something like that, yeah. Obnoxious figure.
Well, I think Battlefield 2 had a single player, which was just like a bot mode.
That was still kind
so, of... So, I don't know, like, are people really going to use this? I think you're going to have the same problem.
Our friend
Drastic. Yeah. Like, I'll use it to train...
Yes,
sure.
there are people out there with joysticks, and they want to use them.
I think it'll just make the good pilots better, but it won't stop the idiots from
running and taking them.
I think you're half right, but I will use the practice map.
It'd be neat if you couldn't like get in those things unless you qualified through that training ground.
That's what Project Reality did, I think.
Right.
They had like pilots' licenses and stuff that you had to carry around.
I think the Battlefield crowd's a little bit more cerebral than the Call of Duty crowd. I think, at least for the PC audience, I think people will use it.
I don't think so. I mean, Battlefield 3.
You played Call of Duty?
Yeah, I have.
Especially on the console. Pretty bad.
Have you played Battlefield 3 on the consoles? Because I'm sure it's exactly the same player base.
But I'm talking PC, mostly.
Well, the player base for PC is different regardless.
Yeah. I don't think people on the console will use the practice map at all. But I think people on the PC will. And I think that's what it's really geared for. It's the guys with the joysticks clamped to their desks.
People still fly on consoles, though.
Yeah, terribly.
Making generalizations.
Yeah. The good ones.
They just play every game more badly.
I just don't think people. I just don't think people on consoles will play the practice map. Yeah. I want to hop right into a game.
Where do you fall, Miyamoto, on the whole PC console debate?
Oh, you see, most of my game like an arcade machine. Yeah. So like for me, I'm not too much into PC game. For me, it's more about the mobile game because you know.
Oh, the MOBA games, like League of Legends?
No. Come on. I gotta talk about this like a MOBA game.
Oh, sorry. Sometimes you're kind of a little hard to understand. I'm just being frank.
No, listen, I talk and speak perfect English. That's just the 30 Vietnamese who speak the bad English, okay? That's what you're talking about. Leaving me out of this, okay?
Sorry.
It's okay. Listen, you want my opinion, okay? My opinion is this. PC game, console game, none of this shit matters, okay? You need a cell phone game, okay? Angry Bird. It's got one bird. You gotta download it, okay? On the Mapple Store.
You got it.
On the Mapple Store?
Mapple Store. For iTunes. Yeah. iTunes.
It's for iTunes, yeah.
Okay. Sorry I even asked.
Don't ask again.
I won't.
You dumb fuck.
Jeez. He's got his fist to my neck right now.
Sorry, I drank a lot of sake.
The other news item is Rome Total War 2 was made a big splash today. Maybe a day or two ago. And the reviews are in from friends and as well from professional sources. And it's unpolished, broken. They tried to condense the city mapping feature, but they made it too generic. So you really don't know whether or not your decisions are making a definitive impact. It's massive lag between turns. And the battles are basically reduced to taking troops and then mashing them against the opposing side's troops without much tactical merit.
Well, that's no good. Who developed it and who published it?
Same guys as always. Sega started publishing Total War a few generations back, and it's still made by Creative Assembly. They just pump out Total Wars. That's all they do.
Okay.
Man, Sega used to make such a good game. Like, they used to make a Sonic.
Yeah.
And, like, Wii came out with their own game, Sonic, with a Q.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, like Donkey Kong.
So, you also make Sonic, or Sega games, not just Nintendo.
Yeah, no, they still sold at the Mapple Store.
Oh, yeah? Okay, yeah. Mapple.
But, yeah, pretty much we take any game, it don't matter.
Right. Okay.
Do you want...
Could you just back off a little bit? Like, you're getting really close to me.
Did you want to close out stuff with poor news before we get to run too long?
Oh, yeah, poor news. Oh, one more thing I wanted to say was the PS4 is developing a VR headset.
Oh, yeah.
Much like the... the name is escaping.
Oculus?
Yeah, Oculus Rift. All they've said is we're kind of looking into doing that in the future.
It looks pretty slick.
Yeah, I mean, the prototype that I saw does look kind of slick and a lot more less cumbersome than Oculus does. But I don't know. What do you guys think about this VR movement? Do you think it's something that's going to stick around or kind of a novelty like, you know, Wiimotes and Kinect and shit?
I think since it's based on actual immersion and not a gimmick, although it still could be a gimmick, it may have potential legs if they get the price point down.
Yeah. The price is going to have to come down considerably for me to go for it. I'm talking like $150, $200.
It better fit over glasses, by the way.
$200, that's a lot of money. I tell you, you come to my wife for like a $3, okay? She dress up like a princess. You have a virtual reality for like a 4 hours if you want, yeah. Very reasonable price. 8 player at one time.
So you're also your wife's pimp.
Yeah, I do that too.
Okay. Really, back off.
Hey, you smell nice. I can't help it.
Is he like on top of you now?
He is. His like chin is resting on my shoulder.
It's like mounting you or something.
What was that? Oh yeah, poor news. Let's do some poor news, huh?
Okay. Do I get transition music or?
Hi, I'm Guido. This is a segue.
I'm glad it has its own segue. But yeah, some news just came out. I guess there was a research done on the United States through Pornhub, and they did an indexing of all the major searches based on region with the United States to get an idea of who's searching for what.
Yeah.
And I could go state by state, but I'll take requests for that.
Well, let's throw out a few states. Me and Nasty are from Wisconsin. What's a Wisconsin searching for?
Yeah, teens.
Excellent. Ohio, that's not my, that weird.
My hometown, my home state of Ohio, as well as neighbors Indiana and Illinois, are MILF cream pie.
Oh, no. You guys like that? You fucking weirdos.
And I guess California is Asian, which as well as Washington.
There's a lot of Asians in California.
Yeah, California always asking for me and Motu's wife.
Oh, the whole state?
It's pretty popular in California, yeah. Last time they had a gubernatorial election.
Let me give you a kind of a quick regional rundown. It's really fast. The Northeast, college compilation and MILF. The Southeast, which includes the Deep South, MILF, cream pie, teen, and ebony.
Okay, South. I understand the ebony. There's a lot of black people down there. what about like Utah? What's Utah?
Utah is blank. I don't know why.
Because they're not allowed to watch.
Yeah, it's Mormons.
I guess it's really blank.
Wow.
Probably the dirtiest shit, actually.
Yeah.
I could tell you though that all the West, including Utah. Including Alaska is lumped in there, is teen compilation and Asian cream pie.
Wow. It's Hawaii.
My wife make a delicious cream pie.
Oh, does she?
Nice.
Yeah.
Hawaii's number one search was actually Hawaii.
Does it come hot right out of the oven?
No, take a long time to cook. You spend all day preparing it.
Is there enough? Is the cream pie enough to share?
You guys can get a taste of that cream pie.
Now,
I send you some cream pie in the mail.
Please, no, it's okay.
Does she just hand out cream pies like willy nilly?
No. It's another business for her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she a prostitute and she a baker.
Oh, so they're actual cream pies.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you the weirdest one out of all
they
these.
They made a human sperm.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Green pie with a K, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The state of Colorado is their word was smoking.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Smoking what? I don't know.
Weed, probably.
Yeah. Porn?
Smoking porn?
Yeah. That's the most unique one is smoking for Colorado. And then Kentucky is hentai.
Oh, weirdos. Kentucky.
And Nevada's most number one search is a single porn star called Anita Queen.
I'm gonna.
She's a babe. I'm looking her up later.
Wait, Anita Queen? You were telling me about your wife was Anita.
Yeah, Anita Queen. That's my wife.
She's the number one search in Nevada.
Yeah, Queen with a K though, not a Q this time.
Oh, K W E E N.
Yeah.
Oh,
so even it's the porn's knockoff.
No. She just a prostitute, the baker, who has a sister who married a man named Mario.
Right, and makes cream pies out of sperm.
Yeah.
That she cooks in an oven.
Yeah, long time ago, yeah.
Okay. Well, you live such an interesting life.
Oh, thank you for having me tonight, you guys. That's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. We're glad that you could come on. And
okay, good. I'll be back next week.
You know, why don't we just see how this one turns out, and then maybe you can come back in like 2 months or something.
We are gonna live with 2 months.
Is that why you brought all the bags?
Yeah, I pack and then I unpacks.
Get him out of there, Guido. Get him out of there.
I think, well, you can't stay here. I have a shed in the back. You can stay there for two nights.
It's going to be in the porn shed.
A shed sounds good. Nice, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to call my wife. She's going to work out of the shed, okay? And she uses your oven to bake the cream pies, okay?
The semen cream pies.
Yeah, they're going to be semen dripping all over your stove.
Well, do I get service? Free service.
Of course you get free service. Come on.
Everything
free
about
service.
This guy is not as it's semen.
Give you free copies of my game Angry Bird, my game of Blogger.
I really want Temple Fast Pace Walk, though.
Temple Fast Pace Walk?
Yeah, it's our biggest seller.
Okay, as long as I get all that stuff, you can stay for two nights.
Okay, sound good. Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, Nasty, why don't you give some plugs?
All right, if you guys want to find us, you can find us on Facebook at Just Okay Gamers. You can follow us on Twitter at Just Okay Gamers. Or you can send us emails, voicemails, pictures, whatever the fuck you guys want to send us to justokaygamers@gmail.com.
And don't forget about the weekly matchup of champions that we'll do next
Facebook,
week.
Facebook is probably the best way to do that, right?
Yeah, probably. I
don't know. Yeah, we'll say yes.
And make some segue music for us, you goddamn. Oh shit, listener of the week. Fuck,
yeah,
I don't have it up.
That's right.
God damn it. I wasn't
about
prepared.
This.
Talk about something, Miyamoto.
Okay, listen, I'll tell you guys.
Yeah, you got any plugs, Miyamoto?
I do got a couple of few plugs, okay? First off, if you look at the plug, my wife, okay? Come to Guido's shed the next 2 days. She gonna be there, okay? $3 for 4 hours, bring A your friends. Or for $5, I throw in a free cream pie, okay?
Whoa. Are we talking about real cream pies, or are we talking about like the cream
you
pies?
Can use
can?
You can use any kind of plugs you want, okay? Any, if you want to bring over a few plugs, different kind of plugs. Different shape of plugs. Wally, I know you know about that stuff.
Wait, how do you know Wally?
Yeah, because I'm like a big fan of the show.
Oh, okay. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I listen to you guys all the time. I use you guys to rip off other games. You talk about them, I say, hey, I'm going to take out that game, change a few letters.
Wait, do you have a podcast too?
I do.
What's it called?
Just... decent gamers.
Oh.
Just decent gamers?
Just decent gamers. Yeah.
It's Irish.
Wow. All right. So listen to that podcast, too. Might as well give them a plug for that.
Yeah, you can download it on iTunes.
iTunes at the Apple Store.
iTunes?
All right. Listener of the Week. We're going to do a Listener of the Week now.
You want to explain what that is?
Yeah, it's a person that left a wonderful iTunes review for us. You can be Listener of the Week. You just got to leave an iTunes review. That's all you got to do. Come on, we need some fucking reviews already. Jesus.
Somebody knows somebody that uses iTunes. They don't even have to know who we are. Just send them on over.
So, Listener of the Week this week is Baby Tickles. And they say, I always look forward to the next podcast of Just Okay. The guys are great, funny, and insightful. If you're looking for a comedy podcast about all things gaming, especially League of Legends, look no further. So thanks, Baby Tickles, for that. You're our Listener of the Week.
Now we need some music for that. If
yeah,
somebody
we do
wants
need
to send it to
some
us.
Listener of the Week music. All right, that's it. How about that? Good podcast.
It was a great podcast.
Yeah.
And
thanks, Morimoto.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you again for having me. Yeah.
All right. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yep.